our top story today. Unionist fury this morning as it's emerged that Gerry Kelly is to sue the Chief Constable. The Sinn Féin MLA has started legal proceedings after he was carried on the front of a police Land Rover in North Belfast last June. The Justice Committee Chair and DUP MLA, Paul Given, on the line with us. What do you make of this?
Well, good morning, Stephen. Well, I think this really is Gerry Kelly showing that he has a brass neck, given that he has received an informed caution from the Public Prosecution Service over the way in which he conducted himself at this incident. That was instead of being prosecuted, which the Public Prosecution said that the evidential test had been met to prosecute him, for the way he conducted himself, but they decided to use a diversionary approach, and instead both he and, for whatever reason, the driver of the Land Rover were both given an informed caution. But now, having had kid gloves used by the PPS and the police service, who at the time were very slow to react, in my view, attempting to placate Gerry Kelly, have now facing this civil action from Gerry Kelly. So, you know, I think it demonstrates to the police that they need to be very robust in how they challenge Republicans, because they get no thanks from them whenever they try to go easy on them.
Well, it's an informed warning rather than a caution, isn't it? And also the driver of the vehicle accepted a formal warning as well. And I guess, you know, for it would never be for the DUP to dissuade Sinn Féin from taking lawful legal action and asking for the courts to make a decision on something, would it? That's the right way to go, surely.
Well, the courts ultimately, if this is to be pursued down this legal juncture, then the courts will have to take a decision on it. I think, obviously, public opinion on this matter will determine what the view is as to why Gerry Kelly has taken this course of action. I think on the one hand, it's an attempt to show those Republicans within their community, particularly hardliners, that, you know, Gerry Kelly's a tough Republican Sinn Féin politician and he's going to challenge the police at every opportunity. I think most people in the public, however, will view it as a waste of money, that the police will now have to obviously challenge this, and I hope that they do obviously challenge it and contest it. But that is going to come at some expense. And on the one hand, we have Republicans accusing loyalists of wasting police resources through parades and protests and so on. And yet here we have now another cost having to be spent to deal with the civil action that's being taken by Gerry Kelly.
Well, if you feel he was wronged, what do you think the general public consensus will be about this? If he's thinking that he was wronged, he stood in front of a Land Rover, he expected it to stop, it kept on driving, the scenes have been painted all over the TV, we played the audio this morning, he is raging.
Well, I think that was evident at the time, and you have to remember that this TV footage and those clippings that you have played, they didn't come from a BBC cameraman or any other media outlet. This came from Sinn Féin's own TV programme. They decided to publish that broadcast at the time. To me, that was a decision that they took to demonstrate how they can be tough with the police. And, you know, that is why they published it at the time. And to me, they're now taking this civil action in a way which, to me, is a petty form of politics. And I think Gerry Kelly should reconsider what he is doing in respect of this, rather than trying to proceed through the courts and ultimately cost the police money and having to defend himself.
What do you say to him this morning?
I think he needs to reflect on the way in which he handled that incident. He obviously has accepted the informed warning that the Public Prosecution Service had to give to him. And I think now he needs to recognise how the public will view a senior member of the policing board, whose job is obviously to scrutinise the police and to hold them to account post-operation. But now we have a member of that board actually suing the Chief Constable. I think it to a certain extent, people really will be scratching their heads and asking, why on earth is this happening? Well, what is the real reason behind this civil action that's being taken?
Well, if you lot feel that strongly about it, is Peter Robinson going to take it up with Martin McGuinness?
Well, Peter Robinson has many discussions with Martin McGuinness. It doesn't always need Peter Robinson to be taking up particular issues. I'm here as the DUP spokesman on this particular issue, and this is our party view that we think that Gerry Kelly is demonstrating that he really has a brass neck in trying to challenge this particular issue. Now, he as an individual citizen can do that.
He's entitled to redress to the courts.
But I think he needs to take some cognizance as to how he, as an elected representative, conducted himself at the time. The fact that the Public Prosecution Service said that the evidence was there to warrant a prosecution, but decided to take a diversionary approach, which he accepted. And at the time, the police were very reluctant. And I remember Peter Robinson and other DUP politicians having to call for the police service to actually send a file to the PPS in the first instance. So there was a very hands-off approach taken towards this.
How do you know the police were reluctant? It's a very serious allegation to make.
Well, I know that they were reluctant because...
Reluctant to do what?
They made no public commentary about this incident whenever colleagues of mine were calling for the police to investigate it and for a file to then be sent to the Public Prosecution Service. It took a number of days before that happened, in sharp contrast to the way in which the police have handled loyalist protesters and indeed some of my own political colleagues, when they have moved in extremely quickly, announcing in the full glare of publicity, this is the action we're taking, there'll be a file sent to the PPS. But when it came to Gerry Kelly, there was a different approach that was taken.
So you don't think the police are even-handed?
Well, I think at the time the police were taking a very kids-gloves approach to Gerry Kelly in this particular incident.
Well, why? Why would they do that?
Well, I can only assume because he's a senior member of the policing board at the time, and there was a degree of reluctance, in my opinion, for the police to take this incident seriously in the way in which the vast majority of the public felt that it should have been taken. But subsequently they did send a file to the PPS, and then the Public Prosecution Service, they can explain why they decided in this case not to prosecute through the courts. Instead, they took a diversionary approach and gave an informed warning, okay, which Gerry Kelly accepted. He could have refused that, of course. He could have said that he wasn't going to.
Are you sure this isn't about fear that he could replace Nigel Dodds as the North Belfast MP? Are you worried about Gerry? Bogeyman for unionists.
Well, Gerry Kelly has said for many elections that he was going to take the seat off Nigel Dodds, and the people of North Belfast have recognised that just isn't an option. And Nigel Dodds has proven that at every election he's been able to defeat Gerry Kelly electorally. So this isn't about a future election in a year's time. When that comes round, of course, we will fight that election, and I believe the people of North Belfast will recognise who do they want, Gerry Kelly or Nigel Dodds, Paul, and I know what the vast majority of people in North Belfast would prefer.
Paul, thank you. We did ask Gerry Kelly to come on this morning. He won't do so.